Afternoon, Lee, and afternoon, listeners.
What have you got for us this week, Tim?
Well, it's another Tasmanian book this week, and this is a book that there's been a bit of chatter on the grapevine that it was going to be reprinted, but nothing sort of formal. Mm-hmm. Well, lo and behold, it has been reprinted, and I think for a lot of people who are interested in Tasmanian plants and their uses, and those people who are interested in experimenting with their cooking and culinary works, they'll be really excited to know that this book has been reprinted.
What are we talking about?
Referring to Eat More Wild Tasmanian by Rhys Campbell.
Right.
Now, Rhys Campbell lives down at Wynyard, and she has had a very long-term interest in Tasmania's native edible plants. And about 4.5 years ago, she published a book called Eat Wild Tasmania. It sold very well, but then the publishing company in Hobart decided that, you know, they'd probably sold as many as they thought they were going to sell into a Tasmanian market, and it went out of print.
Are you right?
And as I was saying a moment ago, there's been chatter for about the last 12, 18 months that, no, there was going to be a new edition coming out. Well, it has come to pass. Rhys Campbell has done a completely revised and expanded edition.
Wow.
And so she takes on from where she left off with the first book. Obviously, the plants are still the same, but she has included about 50% more recipes in terms of how to use the said native ingredients. And she has done a remarkable job. This is a beautifully produced book, chock-a-block of information for both someone who is just considering maybe experimenting with their cooking to someone who is very experienced and just wants to get stuck into using Tasmanian native ingredients. Now, having said that, Rhys Campbell is very, very conscious of the fact that a lot of these plants grow in the wild, but you can't just go banging off into the bush and just ripping out plants here, there and everywhere. And so she reiterates this all the way through the book, that our native bush should be treated as a library, not a supermarket. And I think it's a really, really good analogy that you need to be very careful. The other thing she reinforces and reiterates again at numerous points through the book is that the vast majority of these books can actually be grown in your own garden.
Oh, nice.
And in the book, she lists about 6 or 7 nurseries in Tasmania who specialise in our Tasmanian native plants, and particularly these native edible plants. And so you don't actually have to go banging off into the bush to forage for these plants. And in fact, Rhys Campbell does gently suggest that this is not the way to go about it, and that you should make an effort to actually grow them yourself rather than potentially damage certain parts of our native areas. And it's just an extraordinary encyclopedia. A little bit of trivia for listeners out there. Australia's very first cookbook was published here in Tasmania, written in Tasmania. It actually subsequently was actually physically published in England. But Edward Abbott, who was a magistrate in Tasmania in the 1860s, 1870s, actually penned Australia's very first cookbook. So we're going from the very first cookbook written in Australia, or the Australian colonies as they were then, to something now written in Tasmania but using Tasmania's own natural ingredients. And Rhys Campbell's done a phenomenal job. The book is really well laid out. It's got a very comprehensive appendix at the back and bibliography listing other sources that you might like to read to gain more inspiration if you want to get really heavily into it. Fully indexed, and a really good section, which I really like, is that each of the plants at the back of the book is listed by alphabetical order under their botanical name with a description of the plant and a location map, so you can see where the plants grow naturally in their best environs. And also, lastly, with that little section, she has a star reference showing which plants are easily grown in your own garden or are easily propagated. If you happen to go into the bush and think, oh, I'd like to try that, and you take one home, she can she's giving you information as to which ones are easy to grow and which ones are not.
Right, so a good message this afternoon to stop faffing about with your variegated monsteras and grow something useful in your garden and inside your house.
Lee Campbell is fully of the view that your home garden, you need to do something useful with it and grow your own food. And if you can grow some Tasmanian food, even better.
Lovely. Okay, eat more wild Tasmanian. Absolutely fantastic. Rhys Campbell out of Wynyard, and it's available at Devonport Bookshop. Tim Gott, thank you for your time today. Really appreciate that. Quite interesting.
Thanks for having me on.
See you next week. This is The Home Run.